Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt McCucci from the 2016 Febiofest, Prague International Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Dariusz Gajewski, who is presenting his film Strange Heaven here at the festival. So thanks very much for joining us.
Hello, and thank you for the conversation.
Well, the first question that I kind of need to ask you is if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film in your own words.
So this is the story about best intentions. It's not enough to have best intentions to make something good for other people. Yeah, it's kind of difficult thing. Yeah, to help someone, and we have just simple story. It's kid from Polish immigrants family. It's taken by a social service officer, because the social officer think the kid is bad treated in family home. In fact, the social officer making some kind of mistake. Yeah, this is the story about misunderstanding between two very similar cultures, because Poland and Sweden, it's very similar country, by the way, northern ones, and we have we have common history, and we like each other very much, we look very similar, but this misunderstanding, it's possible because these people have no language, not common language, and maybe expression of emotions are a bit another, and this small difference, not very important by the way, in crisis situation, grown to huge problem.
Right. So this is also illustrated by the story that deals with families, and maybe you could tell me where the inspiration for that side of the story came from.
This kind of stories happening every day in Scandinavian countries, and in Poland, by the way, because we have very similar regulations, law regulation in Poland right now, and this kind of misunderstandings and explaining, but because best intentions, it's happening every day, I think, and it's part of our life right now in our well-organized and rich societies.
There's like multiple languages in the film, so what are the tricks to kind of getting it to work together like that? Was that always your idea to... And does language become very important in the film as a result?
The situation in script and in film is the Polish family speak Polish, and they cannot. They don't speak Swedish. Swedish family and Swedish people talk Swedish, and Polish and Swedish speak English.
Right. Yeah.
And English is. How to say? It's very. It's not such easy language like we always think. Yeah.
Yeah. And people take it for granted that it is because everyone kind of speaks English.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's. But in fact, they have no common language. This language, this English language, what they speak, it's too simple. And too simple to speak about really sophisticated things like, and subtle things like relationships, love, this kind of very emotional and very, let's say, subtle things.
Yeah.
And in this story, it's most important thing, it's this three languages confrontation.
Yes.
Let's say. This kind of this is the source of misunderstanding, of course, too.
Yeah, it is actually a nice touch, because if I remember some sequences in the film, some very particular sequences in the film, when let's say the social worker talks to the parents of the kid, and she almost shows authority sometimes by, speaking in Swedish, and it seems to be on purpose to say, "Hey, you're in my country, you're here. This is like this. You don't get to tell me what to do. I get to tell you what to do." children in films can be difficult roles, you know, to really achieve a sort of dramatic power. So how did you work with the little girl in particular in achieving that?
It was really difficult for me because I never had a child on the set. Okay. I made a couple of movies, but I never was such brave to have a child on the set, because it is really, really difficult, really, really difficult. But in this story, the sort of depend of this psychological reality of small 9 years old girl.
Yeah.
And in fact, I tried to find in Poland some young actress, because we have children actors in Poland, and I try to find someone good or amazing, but without any results. This little girl was nice or beautiful or intelligent, of course, and very impressive, but I don't find this kind of personality. Childish personality. It's very difficult. And in fact, this girl who played this part in Strange Heaven is my neighbor.
Okay.
And I know her from her born. You know, we trust each other. We know each other, and she feel very safety with me on the set.
Yeah,
and it was, and I'm really glad for this part and for acting of Basia. And I think it depends. She's a very talented person and very intelligent girl, but she can trust me, and I can trust her. And that's the most important thing in this case.
I mean, that's fantastic, and she does a really good job, and it really adds to the film itself. Let's talk about where this film is going to be screened next, and is it being screened right now? Is it being released in any countries? Where can people see it?
We start with international distribution right now. We finish Polish distribution. Okay. This movie had really good and pretty huge audience in Poland, and right now we start to try to show Strange Heaven to international audience, and I think it's good time for this movie because everyone in Europe right now, and especially today, think about about best intentions, about to have best intention is enough to help for someone, or maybe we need something more than best intentions. You probably have to know exactly how to effectively help for someone who need the help. And the best intention is not really enough. And this is the subject of this movie, and maybe this is a good time to show Strange Heaven in all Europe.
Yes, I agree. It's gonna get people talking. Yeah, and so we hope that people get a chance to see it. So thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much, and have a good day.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.